In the summer of 1903, Joe Ferraro's grandfather, Dominic, stood on the deck of the Manuel Calvo, along with his fellow passengers from Naples. He had heard stories about America. Good with a needle and thread, he planned to start his own tailoring business. Anxious to meet up with his cousin Alfredo, he sighed deeply. As the portal to America opened, he felt a gust of freedom. It only took minutes for the ferry from Ellis Island to get to the other side. Distant faces came into focus, and voices grew louder as passengers spotted their relatives and called out to get their attention. Anxiously, he searched for his cousin as the crew secured the ferry to the dock. "How will I ever find Alfredo in the mass of humanity?" he thought as he walked down the plank. People around him hugged and greeted each other. When the gathering dispersed, Dominic stood alone. Seeing two police officers standing at the corner, he walked toward them to ask for help. As he came closer, he could hear them talking. "Stupid wops," one said, twirling his baton and staring at the ferry. "Yeah, just what we need around here," replied his partner. "More guineas." At that moment, he thought he might have made a mistake coming to New York. Maybe Italians aren't welcome in this new land. Suddenly, someone came up from behind, grabbed him by the shoulders, and swung him around. Face to face with his cousin, he yelled with relief, "Alfredo! Sorry I'm late," Alfredo said. "What's with them?" Dominic asked, nodding toward the police. "Those Micks in uniform," Alfredo smirked. "Don't worry about them. Just make sure you get off of the streets by 10 p.m. You don't want to face their billy clubs in some dark alley." Dominic still had the dream of owning his own hat shop, but once he had a family, it took him 7 years before he saved enough to open his own haberdashery on Mott Street. While he worked in the front, his 11-year-old son Joseph played in the back room of the shop. Every day, customers, all Italian, came to buy a hat. But one day, he looked up from his workbench and saw a strange man with a mop of red curly hair standing in front of him. "My name is Patrick. I'd like to buy a hat from you, lad," the man said in a thick Irish brogue. "Of course. I just need to make some measurements." Dominic opened his supply box and produced a measuring tape. He jotted down the numbers in his notebook and said, "Come back tomorrow, Patrick, and your hat will be ready." The next day, the Irishman returned. Dominic lifted the hat from its box for him to see and smiled with pride. "It's perfect," Patrick said, paying him. The next day, the man came back. "This hat you made for me is too big. Can you adjust it?" "You said the hat fit you good when you pick it up," Dominic objected. "It will take some time, but I can make it smaller." "Thank you," Patrick said. "I'll be back tomorrow." Dominic worked late into the night, taking out the stitches and making the hat smaller, and presented it to Patrick, who seemed pleased. He didn't think he'd see him again, but 2 days later, Patrick returned. "What now?" Dominic asked, trying to hide his impatience. "It is smaller, but something isn't right. Perhaps you can loosen the hat band a little." Dominic clenched his teeth and re-examined the hat. "It looks fine to me. I guess I shouldn't have gotten that haircut this morning. Now the hat is too big again." "Basta," he yelled. "Get out of my store and don't come back anymore." Patrick scurried down the street, but a few days later the front doorbell jingled. A burly man in a blue police uniform stepped into his shop. "Are you Dominic Ferraro?" "Yes, that's me," Dominic replied, biting his lip nervously. The police had a bad reputation for giving Italians a hard time. "I heard you assaulted one of your customers," the police officer continued, lifting a hat from the shelf and putting it on his head. "I don't want any trouble." The police officer picked up another hat and put it on his head. "This one was made for me," he said, studying himself in the mirror, his blue eyes gleaming. "Yes," Dominic said slowly. It fits you well. Make sure I don't have any more trouble from you, Mr. Ferraro," he warned. Dominic watched him leave with the hat without paying, but did nothing to stop him. He didn't realize that his young son, Joseph, had been watching them from the back room. The boy, embarrassed by his father's weakness, vowed never to let anyone treat him like that, and a distrust of authority took root in his heart.